That by wise spoke to Monday night.
Yesterday we spoke about Toshin and what was she? Yesterday was about after Shachris, before Musav, does one need to make Kiddush? That was a Shaila yesterday. So we said we started off yesterday with Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan says that passages from Shulchan Aruch is mashbah that the Chiyuv of Kiddush starts after Shachris. Once a person done with Shachris, if he wants to have something to eat or drink, he is now mechuyev in Kiddush. That was Shulchan Aruch there. He says that you're allowed to have peiros, or you're allowed to have pas or mezonos. The Mishnah Berurah asked on Peiros, how you have to have Peiros, what happened to your Kiddush? How can you eat Peiros without Kiddush? The Mishnah Berurah said that what happened to your Sunnahs? The Mishnah Berurah says a Kiddush that you're having wine for Kiddush, and you're having enough wine to make it your Sunnah. So you have a bit more wine than normal. So we said either Revius plus one in Lugmav or Revius in total. That way you get your Kiddush from Makom Sunnah, and you can have Peiros. Then the Mechaber says quite clearly, Pas, you can only eat up to Kabel. So a person wants to wash, mashallah, after Shachris, and he wants to have some bread, he's allowed to, but he should not have more Nekabeya. What about
without
Kiddush, you need to have Kiddush. After Shachris, you need to make Kiddush. Because of the Gezeri there, the Maaseh was scared showing Yimshach. Before you daven Musaf, you mustn't have too much, because we're scared you'll forget daven Musaf. So you're allowed to have up to Kabeya or Pas. The shayla is about mezonos. How much cake can you have? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a shatzin, and the shatzin shows you in Hilchos Sukkah. It looks like it's a machlokes, the Machab and the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, based on this thing. How much is called a kaviyah suda? It seems to be the minig seems to be to be makel to have more than a kabeya of cake. It's not so glut, but that's what it seems to be. The minig seems to be that person can have more than a kabeza of cake if you make kiddush on Shabbos morning. We said also last time that if you've got a rabbim, for example, the Moshe Rosh Hashanah morning in Shul, or Simchas Torah morning with a lot of people there, that's really better, because they'll remind you, so that can also be better. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. And we said also that the Shaila is, after Shachris, you Mechoyim in Kiddush, does that mean before Christ or after Christ Torah? Pash does it mean from the Ramah, the Ramah's Mashmah should be after Christ Torah. But the Maaseh, the Minig is in many places that they take on a Shachris, is once you finish with Esra, Chazar, Shashatz, and then you can make Kiddush and eat whatever you're allowed to eat. That's what we said yesterday. That's clear as well. We said also, the Maaseh, we said that some people are makel to have a drink after Shachris without Kiddush. And they are based themselves on a possible hold that the Chiyuv of Kiddush does not come after Shachris. Mr. Ruh takes it quite clearly that the Chiyuv of Kiddush comes after Shachris. That's how he learns. The Mashal and others take on that the Chiyuv Kiddush does not come after Shachris, it only comes after Musaf. Because after Shachris, you're allowed to eat, but it's not ideal. You should have a whole Suda to be going to the Maaseh. The Mashal says that the Chiyuv only comes after Musaf. So they're learning, some people learn, there's no Chiyuv Kiddush after Shachris. So you're allowed to eat without making your drink, without making Kiddush. It's not a Pashas, so it's not Pashas Shulchan Aruch. That's what they're going with. Okay, everybody say. New topic. Oh, one other thing. That's why some people got a minig. Actually, I didn't realize this. Actually, some people got a minig. If they make kiddush after shachris, when they come home, they make kiddush again before the meal. And that reason is because of the shitter, because they hold that could be after shachris, you're not mechuyev in kiddush. So, okay, some people got a minig anyway. Wherever they go to kiddush on Shabbos morning after musaf, when they come home, they can't make kiddush again. That's still a minig. Some people got that minig. But I'm saying this is a bit stronger. This minig. Okay, everybody say. New topic. Very, very interesting topic actually. And that is the halachas of. The question was, let's see if I can find it. I've sort of all mixed up my papers. Shaila is, how is it possible, Shachris is chayim, actually someone asked this question many years actually, I think I've said this before, how is it possible to have Shachris on holiday time, you're chayim to go to a minyan, and for Mincha Marga Potter, you're in the same place, the minyan's in the same place, exactly the same, all the same places. You're staying in a particular place on holiday. Shachris, you're potter from going to the minyan, and mincha and maariv, you're chayiv.
Sure. Which way?
What?
Which is the way now?
Shachris, your potter, and mincha married your chayiv. That was the question. That's what we'll see about a few times. It might be interesting to see again. Let's have a look over here. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with let's start right from the beginning, and that is halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shian in Siman Sadi, Siv Tes. Sadi Siv Tes. The Machaber says like this: Yishtagel Adam Yispal Beisik Knesses. A person should make an effort to daven in a shul imat sibul, with a sibul. And before I should say the Loshni Yishtagel is Pashas Achiyu Gomu. There's a chiyuv to daven with a minion. Says the Mishabura, does not reject the twill of a tzibur. You should not hold back davening with them. Then you've got the choice of two shuls. One's got a lot of people, one's got a small amount of people, and it makes no difference to you where you go. Ideally, one should go to the minion where there's more people. There's an minion of Baroi Vam. So that's rule number one. Unless you should go to a place where there's a lot of people. Right, so that's halacha number one, yeah? Then he speaks about davening, a whole thing about davening here.
What did you say about
shachting? He carries on. Right, that is halacha number one. Then next he carries on about interesting what he says. He says, if someone's honest, she'eni yachal avad beis haknesses, someone's honest, he's actually can't come to shul, then he should do the next option is to daven at the time when it's civil daven. We'll come back to that maybe with the show. What's that? What do we should say? Honest, hainu she'tosh koichi. He's not feeling good. So af she'eni chayla, he's not a chayla, but he's just feeling schwach, then he's part of daven with a minion. Says the Mishnah, who honors mamon? Why am I if it's going to cause him a financial loss? Not to go to shul. So Mishmur makes a chiladik. Machmas ishtar nusli espalim atzibur. Yovel they have said. Yochal li espal beisim yichachit. Then a person is also a daven in praying without a minion. It means it's going to cause a financial loss. Let's say, for example, someone's employed in work. And the boss says to him, look, if you don't come, you're not here for 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the terms. Then you're out of the job. That is a hefset moment. That. Says the Mishnah, in such a case, the potter from done with a tzibur. The Mishnah carries on, right? So what he says, Mishum Menias Revach, just because he's going to stop you having a loss of profit, then he says, that hasn't got this heter. Lo Yimonem Nispal Masibur, a person should not hold back from davening the shul, because it's going to cause you a loss in profit. No, it's not a proper loss. A loss in work means you're not going to get paid for the week. That's a loss, a financial loss. A loss in making a profit, that is not this heter. Says the Mishnah, the chilik yes, when he has remembered about Hesed and Kisa, the chilik costs of Shev Yaakov, we hear that Gorn, Marina, and other Zalman, Russia, based the chilik's Kish Hamburg, with Moy, that this is from Zalman. Shapamach has hotly based a Knesset, and also Batas and Twilin, Kataka, and Moy, because he was carried, wet to Shun, with his talis and Twilin on, with poor boy Odom, Shai, Aloy, Limkoi, Abonim, Tovis, and he met a person who wanted to sell him some very precious stones. Verotza Shielich, he wanted him to go to his house. The guy said, you have to wait until I finish davening. In the meantime, this person sold to someone else. He made a lot of money, this other guy who sold it. This Gorn was a big simcha. It's a great union to daven with a tzibur. No shy about that. I'm saying the tefillahs are much more makubal, so it's all pluses to daven with a minion. But, I must tell you, the Shulchan Aruch does say, in Siv Tezayin, Ahoylich Baderach, someone's on a way, Ve'egia Le'ir, he arrives at his place of lodging. All right, so long and wants to stay there. Now, the problem is, the minion is not in town.
What do you mean the minion's not
there? The minion's not there, Moishi. He's gone to, I don't know what, somewhere in Wales, the middle of Wales. And the Maestro, there's no minion where he is. But, says the Shulchan Aruch like this, sorry, I just lost it here. In the fun of Aram Aminim, if on his journey within 4 mil, which is a long way, 4 mil is 8, a mil is about a kilometre, 1 kilometre. So if it's 4 mil away, then, and he's walking that way, he should wait till he gets there to Damu the Minyan. Sorry, and he has to go there. He has to go there to Damu the Minyan. The Akhrov, however, if someone tells him he gets to his town, that like, you know what, you missed it, the Minyan's behind you. So it means he has to retract from where he's going, out of his way. He only has to go 1 mil. Who are the Mishnah Berurah says at the side of him, you only have to go 1 mil. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, what's that? You have to go the amount of, what does it say here? It takes the time of a mil. A mil is, let me just show you over here. There, so I open show you something. A mil is 18 minutes journey. I wrote down the shear. The Mishnah Poskim says it's about one. It's 1 kilometer. Depends on the country of Chaim Nor, or the Chaznish. What is it exactly?
Traveling.
I come to that. It's either 1,152 meters or it's 960 meters. The Mishnah is about kilometers. It's a kilometer away. So a person knows he's got a kilometer away to walk to his shul. So if it's behind him or the side of him, he's only got a kilometer. If it's in front of him and he's walking in front, he's going that way, he's traveling that way, he should wait for damning. He should go to that minion for him. What?
If it's not going any further,
and it's in the town. That's a big shot. Pastor, if you own your own house, pastor should not be going to. Some say you should. Some say you should, but pastor should not. If you're static where you are, the chur, you're not going to go 4 mil.
Find a minion up to 4 mil.
What?
One should go and find a minion up to 4 mil, even though you're not prepared to travel, you're not traveling that
direction. So it's interesting what Halacha is. We're asking about when you're traveling forward. It could be if you got your house in a village and you're staying there for the night. Yeah, so the Maaseh, you're stopped. You're not travelling anywhere further. It could be then you're not going to go 4 mil. The Zechel Inyan too.
But trying to
move
that car?
We'll come to the car thing, yeah? We'll come to this month now. So here it says quite clearly in Shulchan Aruch, there's no shad, no one disputes. Huh? No one disputes this. This is our halacha quite clearly, that if it's at the side of you, in front, behind you, it's 1 mil. And if you're walking anyway, then it's, I must say, someone told me he had this shadow once on British Rail. The same halacha you'll see in a minute, we'll come to this Baruch Hashem. This halacha is brought in two other places. In one other place, it's talking about the Tzitzis dying for tefillah. Someone's on a journey and he needs to find water. He wants to daven shachris. It's not a minyan. He wants to daven shachris minchah ma'ariv. So he should wash his hands before he daven shachris minchah ma'ariv. Again, the same question is, how far do you have to go for water? So listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael, because when it comes to the Tzitzis dying for shachris, for davening, there the Mishnah Berurah says also, same share. Ram Chavis is the same share. There's another place which Halacha has brought, and that is the Tzitzis dying with Suda. A person's on a journey, and he's going somewhere, he's got no water with him. He wants to have a bread meal. So Halacha is exactly the same. If it's in front of you where you're going, then it's 4 mil. You have to wait 4 mil. That means the person's walking, he's going on a walk, he's going up the mountain, he says, you know what, I won't mind stopping for sandwiches. So he says, I've got no water here. So he makes a cheshbon. At the top of the mountain is the toilets. Yeah, it's 4 mil, within 4 mil. I'm going out that way. He can't have his sandwiches yet.
Why?
Why, Moshe? Because he's got to wash his hands. He has to wash his hands, he has to get water. If he realizes he's past the toilets down below at the bottom of the mountain, and it's past a mil, he's already gone a mil away from it, he is not mechuyav to go back down again or to go to the side to make a deviation to wash his hands. Now, Simcha's asking a good question. And Simcha's question is, very nice, how do you work out this 1 mil? So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a very simple case. Shulchan Aruch is talking about someone's walking. So he's got 1 mil, let's say it takes 18 minutes, takes about a kilometre to walk. I don't know why it takes so long, but nice, a kilometre, let's say it takes 18 minutes to walk. So after 18 minutes of walking, he is potter from, from 5 year minimum. There's no minimum, 18 minutes is potter. How about if someone's travelling by car? Or someone's travelling by, a train. What happens there?
Why should it make a difference?
No. The shaila is this mill a distance or is it in time? If it's in time, so if you're in a car, 18 minutes can take you 20 miles. If it's in distance, the Chazal gave a distance of 1 mil, then in a car, you don't have to go more than 2 minutes. Everyone with me?
Yeah.
That's the shaila. So again, the shaila is this shear of a mill, which we're talking about, which is very relevant to most people. Normally in the holiday house, the mice you stop at the place, you're staying there for the night, you won't know there's a minion, let's say, 60 minutes away from you. But that's only by car. If you walk there, you'll never take 2 hours. So what do you? How do you work out this shear? Now here's a bit of a problem, because the Mishnah Berurah is in three places. And the Mishnah Berurah over here, let me just find the Mishnah Berurahs over here where they are. I haven't got Chela Beis over here, but in Chela Beis, The Be'alocha says that by the Tzitzis Yadayim, the Suda, it's a din in time. It's a din in time. That means it's 18 minutes traveling. That means if you're in your car, you have to travel 18 minutes to get to the place.
30 miles per hour, 50 miles per hour, it depends on what.
Well, what the normal roads, it's not what the normal roads, speeds on the roads are. I mean, right? You have to know, you're quite right. Washing the countryside, for example, you can't go so fast, probably, it's probably less. It means in the mode of transport you're in, how long will it take you in time? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tzitzis Yadayim, the Suda. In here, in Hilchos Tzitzis Yadayim for davening, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a shear in distance. So you use nafkamina. So in one place, the Rishon the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mashpa, it's toiler on time. In another place, it says it's toiler in distance. Here also, yes, yeah, so the question is, what's going on? So this is where it bothers Achroyim quite a bit. There's a bit of a problem in Achroyim. So here Rav Vosna wants to suggest, Rav Vosna himself suggests an answer to the steer in the Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to the Tzitzis Yadayim or Suda, there's an issa to eat before washing your hands. You're over sheva, you're over kumbase eating without washing the Tzitzis Yadayim. So there the Mishnah Berurah is machmeh for the bigger shear, and he says it's a din in time. Whereas the Tzitzis Yadayim for davening, or going for a minyan, where you're not over an issa, says Rav Vosna, there you go with a small amount of time. So it's only in distance. So that comes out, you could, if that's true, if that's sort of shut, then it comes out that if my minyan in the countryside is about 5 minutes away, for example, by car, I'm potter. Because walking time would take me more than 18 minutes to get there. And you look at the distance in a mill in 18 minutes, 1 kilometer. If it's more than 1 kilometer, I'm potter. Have I lost everyone? What? That's what it was. The Meister of Chaim Kanievsky and quite a few others also said they make a different chiluk. They say Modi Gazakhvis. Look at the Chofetz Chaim when he's talking about Modi, what they say. When the Chofetz Chaim's talking about since time for Suda, the Chofetz Chaim says Rochov, riding, is like walking. So they are all Masbid, and Mishnah Berurah is talking about when you're riding on a donkey. Now it's very uncomfortable, such a place like that. So there, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient that riding on a donkey is the same as walking. But the Poskim say that if you're traveling in a car, or you're traveling on a train, or it's a much more nice mode of comfort, there one has to actually go in time. So they make a chilek, or Chaim Kanievsky, and quite a bit of Moshe Sterbach, or Yashim, I think, they say the difference is, how are you traveling? When you're walking, it's a big tircha, or when you're riding on a donkey, which is a big tircha, it's very uncomfortable, then you look at the distance of one mil, which is 1 kilometer. But if you've got a nice form of transport, once you've got a nice car, you know, a nice train, you've got a nice way of traveling, then it's toiler on time. Because I'm big enough to come in there. Now, according to this, if a person is in the countryside and he's got a minion, let's say, by car 10 minutes away.
What do you mean 10 minutes away?
It takes by car to get this minion 10 minutes. Yeah. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yashu, we're good to go. Because within 1 mil. It's within 18 minutes of time. Whereas according to Rav Vosna, Rav Vosna would say your potter. Rav Vosna, actually, I must say, does actually say, though, that for Tfilin but Simba, one should have to go longer. So it comes out interesting. So this is the answer to the question, my friends. This is what a person told me. Very interesting. He asked me, it's a trick question. I didn't know the answer. He said to me, I'll tell you, in the morning, there's a lot of traffic on the road. So it takes me more than 18 minutes to get to the minyan. I can't get there. It takes ages. Masha Enkin, Menchon Mariv, the roads are clear. There's no traffic at all. I've got a straight run. I could do it in 17 minutes. Actually, I must say, someone told me in town, he worked in town, he said to me, he wasn't complaining, he just said to me, it's interesting, I go to Mincha in town, it takes me 16 minutes to get there, Mincha's 15 minutes, and 16 minutes to get back. Now that guy is Mechoyev, he's within a mil, according to Ocean, 16 minutes of walking is within a mil. So he is Mechoyev to go to the Minyan for there. So that's a good example of where a person is Mechoyev through Tfilim and Tzibur to spend that amount of time. Okay, that's one. The other thing is the Mishnah Berurah himself says, and also it's very relevant, people go on the countryside, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're within a mil, obviously you have to go for this journey. Someone told me, by the way, just tell you, interesting, someone told me he was on a British rail train once, on Motzei Shabbos, and he wanted to have Malava Malka, and for some reason, all the water didn't work on the train. There was no water system on the train. So he said, I said, I don't know what to do because I'm on my way to London and I'll get there within 45 minutes. That's within 4 mil. He's going forward, he's within 4 mil. So he said, I couldn't hear anything. And I said, what you could have done was go to the bar, buy a bottle of water. You could have done that, yeah? But he didn't do that. That's an interesting case. And Mr. Lewis says, another exception to this case over here is, he's talking about the other way around, and that is the person that's going in the morning, I'm a low bit error. Mr. Lewis is talking about there's a danger in the way. The travelling in the night is not so safe, so you're also possible. You're not going to put yourself in danger. This could be relevant at Rabbi's site in the holidays. A person goes to the countryside, for example. Some of these roads are horrific at night time, yeah? And it's dark roads, there's no lights going on, the roads are windy, you know what's there. It could be, if you're worried about that, I can understand a person like a potter from Midkamai. That's obviously what I'm saying. I'm talking about a case where a person's chayim, potter in Shabbos, and Chayim Min Chamariv. You can have it the other way around. That person's Chayim in Shachris. The day is light, so you can see quite clearly where you're going. And Min Chamariv, you're potter, because the countryside lanes are quite bad. You're scared to start at night. You're scared to go. So that would be an example of what we're talking about here. All right, my site. Everyone should have a nice holiday. And, yeah.